We spoke with Mark Tinside, the CEO of Zago, a South African-based payment gateway built on the XRP Ledger and custom-built exchange to trade, send, and receive XRP Zago Digital South African Rand. We spoke quite a lot and around the company, the recent raise, expansion plans, as well as regulation in South Africa. Take a listen. So, Mark, thank you for joining us today. You can start by introducing yourself and let us know who you are.
Yeah, so, thanks, David. So I'm Mark Chernside. I'm the CEO of Zago. It's often said incorrectly, but it's X-A-G-O. We are a fiat on-ramp in South Africa and a fiat off-ramp, linking very heavily into the Ripple XRP Ledger. And myself, I've been involved with payments since I was very, very young. Unfortunately, about 30 years, but I invested in the crypto space personally about 5 years ago.
Now, great. I know that you're also a co-founder of Zago, right? And then you recently just got appointed as CEO. Would you mind telling us, you know, what led to that appointment and, you know, a bit of a background on how, you know, co-founding Zago and the reasons behind co-founding, you know, the company?
Yeah, sure. Well, we founded the company myself, Sonia Colonel and Jürgen Colonel, just on 5 years ago. The idea came about to do a crypto product based on Ripple Ledger into the retail space. We did a POC with a big retail chain and proved that we could do a crypto transaction at the point of sale. It took us about 12 months or so. Usual story of a startup going through investment process, but in July, for various reasons, came available to do a bit more time personally, spent some time with Zago, and realized that we've been spending a lot of time just basically on the technology. You know, the business side of it wasn't quite there. So I started taking over the business side of it, and then we raised the funds, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a moment, to progress the company on that side. And as a byproduct of that, Jürgen, one of the co-founders with me, he's now the chief commercial officer. So he's doing a lot of things around that space, and I've taken over as CEO. And I've been CEO of a number of payment companies in my life. So an interesting turn, but back to CEO of the payments business.
Right. All right. I mean, you're well known for using a collaborative approach when it comes to leading companies. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that. What it means to have a collaborative approach?
You need two or three things, I think. One, you need a good team around you. And you know, if you've come across good people in your past, you know, take them on the journey or go on the journey with them, I should say. And that's what I do. And I like that. And I like to bring people along. I like to find, it's a strange thing, but I actually like to find my replacement. So I actually find my replacement in the next few years. That's one. And also I like to partner with people outside of our organization that can deliver things to us with us that make it easier and more efficient for the consumer, a lot, you know, particularly around this space and in the blockchain space. A lot of the products that have been delivered are very, very focused towards people that know how blockchain or Bitcoin or et cetera really, really works. And one of the benefits of Zago is that we're trying to actually take that so we can actually bring it down to anyone can use the product. That's our direction. And they don't even need to know that they're using blockchain or Ripple. It's not overly important.
All right, great. Now, let's move on to the recent raise, obviously. You just raised an undisclosed amount. Can you tell us what can we expect in terms of expansion and growth following the raise?
Yep, I can. So two or three areas of expansion are going on. On the business side, we are now integrating. We have actually integrated with a couple already, but exchanges around the world, not crypto exchanges around the world. One, through trust lines with the XRP ledger. Very, very quick ones. We are able to bring in fiat in the case of initially Rand. So we're able to bring fiat currency into us and onto the ledger in a few seconds and out the other side if you want to do withdrawals. We are also working with the regulators here in South Africa to enable this to be done in the most efficient and proper way so that we can move forward on that. We because of my background, I used to run a payments company in Europe that KYC was a big issue and regulation. And rather than targeting 10% of the market, by becoming regulated, we actually were able to target all of it, all of the market that was interested anyway. We turned that business, once it became regulated, into just shy of £1 billion a year of transactions going through. So it was an e-money product, so very similar. So we are actually, we will go into other countries as and when we can. We are working with a retail chain. Hopefully that will materialize, but we're working with that retail chain to roll out across a number of countries in Africa, first and foremost. So you'll be able to go into a retailer, for example, and load money or spend money or withdraw money or potentially transfer from one country to the other with using the backbones. Obviously, that will make it far quicker. We should be able to move money from, say, South Africa to another African country in 3 seconds, thereabouts.
Right. All right. So it sounds like so you do have expansion plans, you know, beyond South Africa.
Yeah, we do. So the first part of the spend, if you like, of the money raised in the next 6 months will be about getting the South African side strong. And then there'll be other countries. But that could change because I have a feeling the retailer is going to push us earlier than that.
All right. Are there specific, you know, countries across Africa that you're looking at that we can probably expect Zago to, you know, launch early?
Ghana is one that's definitely high on the list. Comes up many times. Right. Kenya, most likely, but Ghana, definitely.
All right.
And obviously, there's crypto exchanges we're working in Nigeria as well. So.
All right. I know that one of your investors is Capitec Bank, you know, banks, particularly in South Africa, are not particularly supportive of crypto. Why do you think, you know, Capitec decided to invest in Zago, and how does that, you know, look like moving forward?
I do believe it's first for the team, but secondly because. We actually want to deliver it in a way where the bank doesn't get exposed. So it's an interesting twist, if you like. So the reluctance, as you rightly say, of other banks to get involved or remain involved has been a challenge for this market in South Africa. But we're going into it with our eyes wide open, and I think they are too, thankfully. And we're working with the regulators, like I said earlier, to make it proper is the wrong word, but make it efficient at the same time, conforming to the law. And if it helps, help to influence the regulation in the future.
All right. South Africa has had a few challenges around regulation. I mean, in your insight and your opinion, do you see that changing anytime soon, or do you see that improving to the point that now we can have, products like Zago going truly mainstream?
Yes, I do. There are steps going at the moment in that space where things will be tested and will be reported upon in the coming months. And I mean, very soon. And that will help a number of things. It will help companies like Zago to prove that we can do the reporting appropriately. And the banks can be seen to be supporting regulated approved, sort of compliant businesses in this space. Obviously, we all get tarred with the unfortunate brush of some people that messed around in the space.
Right. I mean, would you have an idea what the regulator is looking for at the moment and why they are a bit restrictive?
It's just an opinion. Obviously, they have their own things. But there are certain things going on where, you know, the balance of payments from South Africa, so reporting ins and outs of crypto. So when you buy crypto or you receive crypto into the country, that it's actually reported. That's kind of where I think they'll go. And that's from an individual point of view. So that your personal allowance, which obviously in South Africa at the moment through the banking system is typically R1 million, where you can send out and receive, send out money. We would be able to, I hope, report that million out, and then any of that money back in as well would actually reduce your available, increase your available limit. So at the moment, it's if you send out through a bank and receive back through the same bank, you're if you send out 100 and you receive back 100, you've spent zero of your allowance in the year. But if you do it through crypto at the moment, you send out through a bank, you sent out 100 to buy crypto, your allowance is 100. It's never going to reduce, even if you receive the money back in, because there's no balance of payments transaction on that. So if we can actually open that up so that we can report it, it means that our personal allowances as individuals to buy and sell crypto will be beneficial, and we can not only send out a million, but we can actually roll that million on purchasing, et cetera, of crypto assets and selling. Sorry.
All right. So for service providers and exchanges that want to work with Zago, how can they go about doing that?
Yep, that's quite straightforward. We have two ways. We have our preferred way, which is through a trust line on the XRP ledger. So that's quite an easy configuration and can be done up and generally done in a few days. They don't have to change their UI to support. If they want to support the digital Czar, they don't have to. If they already support XRP, they can already do this. Or they can do it through the API, which we have, which is being used by a number of organizations today, particularly around the bots. So yeah, it's available. It's been running for 12 months plus, so it's not something that's not tested, if you like. It's there, it's running every day.
Right. I mean, for service providers that are outside South Africa, is it the same process or they have to
exactly
wait?
Exactly the same process. Yeah. So we've approached quite a number, and we've been approached for being the Czar fiat on-ramp. So you know, drop money into Zago and it automatically gets sent to the exchange wherever it might be in the world, either as digital Czar or if you can't do the digital Czar or don't wish to, you can do XRP. And then obviously once it gets to XRP in your exchange, you can move it on and buy and sell as you so need.
All right. I think that's it, Mark. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks very much, David.
I appreciate it. Thank you.